Well, wonderful Wednesday morning, beloved. It's great to be with you today, and we're going to continue our study of Hosea in Hosea chapter 2, verses 2 through 23. Israel's unfaithfulness to God is compared to that of an unfaithful wife. In Hosea's time, many of the people were honoring the Canaanite god Baal because they believed that Baal fertilized the earth with rain. The chapter concludes with the Lord's declaration of love for Israel and a promise to make the people prosperous. Again, God's saving word for this week is mercy and forgiveness. My children, plead with your mother, though she is no longer a wife to me and I am no longer her husband. Plead with her to stop her adultery and prostitution. If she does not, I will strip her as naked as was on the day she was born. I will make her like a dry and barren land, and she will die of thirst. I will not show mercy to her children. They are the children of a shameless prostitute. She herself said, I will go to my lovers. They will give me food and water, wool and linen, olive oil and wine. So I'm going to fence her in with thorn bushes and build a wall to block her way. She will run after her lovers, but will not catch them. She will look for them, but she will not find them. Then she will say, I'm going back to my first husband. I was better off then than I am now. She would never acknowledge that I am the one who gave her the grain, the wine, the olive oil, and all the silver and gold that she used in the worship of Baal. So at harvest time, I will take back my gifts of grain and wine and take away the wool and linen I gave her for clothing. I will strip her naked in front of her lovers, and no one will be able to save her from my power. I will put an end to all of her festivities, her annual and monthly festivals and her Sabbath celebrations, all her religious meetings. I will destroy her grapevines and her fig trees, which she said her lovers gave her for serving them. I will turn her vineyards and orchards into a wilderness. Wild animals will destroy them. I will punish her for the time that she forgot me, when she burned incense to Baal and put on her jewelry to go chasing after her lovers. The Lord has spoken. So I'm going to take her into the desert again. And there I will win her back with words of love. I will give back to her the vineyards that she had and make Trouble Valley a door of hope. She will respond to me there as she did when she was young, when she came from Egypt. Then, once again, she will call me her husband. She will no longer call me her Baal. And I will never let her speak the name of Baal again. At that time I will make a covenant with all the wild animals and birds so that they will not harm my people. I will also remove all weapons of war from the land, all swords and bows, and will let my people live in peace and safety. Israel, I will make you my wife. I will be true and faithful. I will show you constant love and mercy and make you mine forever. I will keep my promise and make you mine, and you will acknowledge me as Lord. At that time, I will answer the prayers of my people Israel, and I will make rain fall on the earth, and the earth will produce grain and grapes and olives. I will establish my people in the land and make them prosper. I will show love to those who were called unloved. And to those who were called not my people, I will say, you are my people. And they will answer, you are our God. Today's key verse is Hosea chapter 2, verse 23. And the Lord says, I will say, you are my people. And they will answer, you are our God. Amen. Isn't that wonderful that even though Israel had gone a-whoring after Baal, and had been the unfaithful wife to Jehovah God, that still he is saying, one day I will woo her back unto myself, and I will make her, I will make our relationship as it was when she first came out of Egypt. Amen. What a wonderful promise. Let us pray. Lord God, you are faithful and true. You alone are my God, and I acknowledge you as Lord of my life. Draw me close to you and teach me your ways. Amen. Okay, well, that brings our Wednesday together to an end. And we will be back tomorrow on Thursday, as we will be in Hosea chapter 3, when Hosea is told to love his unfaithful wife. Until then, you keep holding on to God's promises, beloved. We'll see you tomorrow.